Thanks for tuning in to WHYY. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, co-host of Studio 2. And on this dreary Philadelphia day, we wanted to take a moment to remember a man who infused our world with color, Isaiah Zagar. Zagar, who died this week at 86, plastered 50,000 square feet of this city with his kaleidoscopic tile mosaics. In certain swaths of South Philly, his murals are so prevalent, they feel almost like a native species. Zagar's work began in the late 1960s with a small gallery on South Street, growing out like a vine along the city's storefronts and alleyways, and eventually into the beloved Magic Gardens. I'm joined now by his son, Jeremiah, a director whose credits include Hustle and the HBO series Task. Jeremiah, thank you first for taking the time to be here and talk about your dad.
Thanks for having me.
I imagine anyone who's seen your dad's work thinks, how did he come up with this distinctive style? And you did a documentary about him called In a Dream, where he talks about a moment actually as a young man where he's in a mental health institution and he's struck by inspiration. I'm curious if you could tell that story briefly, but also what you think it says about him as an artist.
My father started making this work after having a nervous breakdown, and I think he needed to simply put one piece after another. I think that's what he said, one piece after another in order to get back the stability of his mind. He did that for the rest of his life. He was a trained painter before that. He made beautiful paintings and drew always. There was never a moment where he wasn't drawing. But the thing that kept him stable was covering the city.
Why do you think everyday people, even people who might not describe themselves as art people, have such a strong reaction to his work?
I think that my father saw every worker as an artist. He would talk about himself as a worker bee. And if you look at the murals around the city, they are monuments to plumbers and writers. We would go to dinner with him and he would want to talk to the chef, you know, whether you were at Philadelphia and he was making getting a bagel and eggs or, you know, we were at the sushi restaurant. He loved everybody's, you know, worker expression. And I think that people see that in the work. They see the ubiquity of it, that there was no pathway to entrance. There was no blocking entrance. There was no gate, that the pathway was open for them.
He also had a unique ability to see the beauty in everyday things and things that people might otherwise see as waste. There's a moment in the documentary where he literally talks about human excrement and the beauty. He doesn't use that word, by the way, the beauty in it. I'm curious, what do you think about him allowed him to see beauty in things that other people throw away?
He just saw everything as stunning. Like I said, he saw the art in every human being and every worker, and he saw the beauty in everything in the world, in horror and in desperation and in pain and in love and in joy. He was a lover of the human experience. I mean, that's what he was.
He seems so universal in so many ways, and yet I wonder, could he have done the work that he did in another city? I mean, he ends up here in Philadelphia in 1968 with your mom. And I always wonder, looking at his stuff, would he have done these murals if he was in Cleveland, or was there something about his work that was specific to the city of Philadelphia?
Well, he came from New York, and he's very explicit and specific, him and my mother, about the fact that it would have been impossible in New York. Mm. I think that, you know, Philadelphia is a city of misfits and renegades, and he found himself with a lot of compatriots, my Uncle Warren being one of them, Rick and Ruth Snyderman, and, you know, my mother being the number one misfit in his life who helped him make that work. But I think the city supported that, the people of this city, they are salt of the earth, and they love a crazy misfit.
And the South Street at the time was something of a blank canvas. Since then, there's been a whole economic renaissance along that corridor, some of it really spurred by his work and Magic Gardens. There's even a Whole Foods near Magic Gardens now. I'm curious how he felt about that economic transformation that he had some hand in.
He loved it. I mean, like I said, he loved everything. So it's like it's hard to say that, if there wasn't, he wouldn't have loved that. He was a very neighborly person. He talked to everybody. He would walk down the street. It was hard for me to walk down the street with him because you would just get stopped every 2 seconds. Still with my mother, like I, you know, it's I can't get 2 blocks. So, he loved the feeling of more people and more diverse people, people from, all over the world. He loved that Philly was an international city, and that that it was a welcoming city, and that he was free to be wild, and other people were too.
Well, Jeremiah, we're so sorry for your loss, but we really appreciate the time today on WHYY.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for memorializing him.
That was Jeremiah Zagar, son of the late artist Isaiah Zagar. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, and this is WHYY.